drug abuse.
If you didn't know, then you better get a clue before we have you breathing like the dude from Terminator 2. CDJ.
That's so stupid. I love it. My daughter.
Jesse.
What else was that guy in?
A lot of different things.
Was he, though?
Yeah, no, he wasn't a lot. Dude, look, we'll look him up right now.
What's his name? You don't even know.
No. What was his name in the movie, though?
I haven't seen Terminator 2 in over a fucking
decade.
What was
his name? He was the dude who, like, designed...
Miles Bennett.
Yeah. No! When he cuts open his hand.
He's like, they're all the
wife. Miles!
The wife. The wife's like...
Ah!
He's like, I don't know how much... Look,
He's been in mad shit through that.
I'm looking him up right now. Movies and TV shows.
Both.
He's been in Scandal. The brother from another planet.
Wait, are we talking about Robert Patrick? Is that his name?
We're talking about Joe Morton.
Oh, Joe Morton, no.
Blues Brothers, Dragonfly, Speed, The Astronaut's Wife, Cleveland Abduction, Crossroads.
All right, I know who Joe Morton is.
Speed, he was in Speed. Remember Speed?
I don't remember him in Speed, but I know the movie.
Yeah, he was like the head cop.
He was in Forever Young with Mel Gibson.
Paycheck, Justice League as a...
American Gangster.
He was in he was the
I don't remember.
Yeah, he was in
it. It says he was in the he was in the first Terminator, no shit.
Was he?
That's what it says. Huh. I don't remember him being in it either.
A lot of stuff, long record here.
Yeah, he was in Ali.
I mean, I'll have to go back and check his whole discography out.
Yeah, all right. Well,
guy had a lot of bangers.
Well, the only reason I brought him up is because the new Arnold Schwarzenegger show, FUBAR.
Dude, that was the weirdest preview I've ever seen in my entire life. I don't even know what that was.
Dude, 75 years old.
Is he?
He still looks good.
He looks the same.
Like,
he's Austrian. They don't age. Austrian don't crack.
What's his face?
I think that's how that goes, right?
Right? Is that the saying?
No, it is not. It's the guy from Terminator 2 don't crack.
He doesn't. Who, the T-1000?
No, he's definitely... He looks horrible, that guy.
The guy
he was in Peacemaker.
Robert Patrick?
Yeah, Robert Patrick.
Yeah, Robert Patrick. Yeah, he was in Sopranos, too. He was the guy who fucking...
He's been
the sport.
In a lot of shit over
the years. Yeah, a lot of shit.
He was in something I just watched the other day, some random ass... One of the, like... Have you noticed all the Bruce Willis movies that have come out the last 2 months, 3 months?
Yeah, trying to cash in because he's
dying. There's a million... Yeah, he's going to die. I guess he got dementia now, they said. He's gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
I don't
not,
even know what he really has. I thought it was like a...
It was something... We talked about it.
It's some form of dementia. I'm not exactly...
So he's got two different things, I guess, because it was something that was... Because we looked it up. It was something with like similar to a stroke, but it's not a stroke, but it affects you the same way in your speech. And now they're saying he has some other weird form of dementia. He's gone. Nothing we can do.
I mean...
So what's your favorite Bruce Willis movie?
Oh, fuck, man. That's a good question.
That's a loaded question.
The last...
Honestly, that really is. That is a good question.
Mother.
Oh, yeah, that's my favorite. Die Hard's got to be the best one for me.
Yeah, no, you're probably
The last
right.
Boy Scouts, banger.
He's got a
I
lot
like,
of going.
You know what I really like? I like Die Hard with a Vengeance.
They're all good. All the Die Hards.
Mm.
They're all good.
Not like the last of them.
Very good games on the PS1.
Sin City's a banger.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one too. He was good in that.
Yeah, Pulp Fiction.
Oh my God, banger. Yeah, that's one of my all-time favorite.
The whole
movies.
9 yards.
Yep.
Oh, the whole 10 yards, the sequel.
Yeah, he's got a little hat on.
He's Jimmy the Tulip.
Yeah.
He's been in like a lot of fucking movies too, like over the years.
Dude,
like,
there's
comedies,
there's
like,
literally got to be 25 movies that just came out in the last week or two. I've watched like 3-4 of them. They all suck.
I waited on him in Providence at Red Street.
You met him.
His daughter went to Brown.
Was he cool?
I didn't really like.
He didn't do a lot
I'd
of
love
talking.
To say I like talked to the guy, but I really didn't.
You're like, yes, sir.
Jimmy the Tulip.
No movie I actually really like, and it's kind of a cheesy movie of his, but it's like one of my favorites for whatever reason, is Last Man Standing.
I've seen that one.
That's a banger. That's kind of like a Western, right?
It's a Western mob movie. It's like the mob like kind of moves into like a Western town. And fucking Christopher Walken's in the movie. He plays a mobster. You got
I don't think I know this one.
Oh, dude, that is a good fucking movie. There's a lot of people in it. You got Christopher Walken. You got David Patrick Kelly.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right
you
now.
Have, there's a lot of fucking...
Leslie Mann, I like her. She's hot.
Yeah, you got you got Michael from the fucking Sopranos is in there. Yeah.
I still have yet to watch the Sopranos.
Tears of the Sun. It was like a war movie. That was a banger he was in.
What's it called?
Tears of the Sun.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I think it was like maybe Vietnam or I don't know. I might have the whole war.
I don't know. I don't think you know which one. It's Korean War.
I definitely recommend checking out Last Man Standing, though. I think you'd like that one. It's a very action-packed movie. Yeah, it's a fucking good one. Actually, I want to go back and watch it. I have it on DVD at home. I haven't seen it in years, but it is good.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever.
Yeah, it might not have like the best reviews if I had to guess.
I mean, Unbreakable's a banger.
Mm-hmm.
Sixth Sense.
Oh, actually, the reviews aren't terrible. It's got 81% on Google users and 6.4 on IMDb. Rotten Tomatoes has it at 39%.
Dude, The Fifth Element.
Oh, that's a good one.
Banger.
Three tits.
Yeah. What's her face in that Mila Jovovich or whatever? Like the, she was like a model. Then she was in that, like Resident Evil. Her daughter's in the new preview that just dropped for Peter Pan and Wendy.
It
looks like her, like a super young version of her.
Kind yeah,
of
that actually looks kind of good.
Yeah, Jude Law plays Captain Hook. Doesn't even look like him. Almost like Colin Farrell playing the Penguin.
Well, it's like Dustin Hoffman when he played the Hook. He didn't really look like him.
And Bob Hoskins playing Shmee.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it like a remake of Hook?
No. It's like a Disney Plus, like, you know, like a reimagined. I don't think anything will. Dude, Hook was Steven Spielberg.
That's a classic, dude. That's one of my favorites.
Robin Williams. But it didn't like, actually, it's not like critically acclaimed. I think it was just like one of those movies that we grew up on and so many people like.
Rufio.
Bangarang.
Probably one of my best Halloween costumes to date.
Think Happy Thoughts.
That was a fire costume.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What was the whole deal with the crazy old guy in that movie?
He lost his marbles.
Yeah.
Duh.
But the original Peter Pan, like the animated one, banger.
What was his name, that guy?
I don't even know.
I know it, too.
Dude, there's so many, like, I feel bad, but there's so many whack Bruce Willis movies.
Dude, I'm telling you, but all the new ones are awful.
Looper was a great one, too. Not gonna lie. Expendables. But I feel like everybody was in Expendables, you know?
Yeah, everybody.
Literally
ever.
Everybody.
Unfortunately.
Toodles. His name was Toodles.
You don't remember? I didn't really get like some of the things.
Arthur Mallet.
The thimbles, like on the
face. I think that was a lot of sex stuff that we just didn't understand as a kid.
He had a cell phone. I remember that in the movie. It was like cool.
Yeah, he
like,
broke it.
Yeah. Well, swing for the Jack or whatever. What did he say? He like kidnaps his kids.
Swing, Jack. Yeah.
Swing away, Jack.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, dude. He was pretty scary. And then in the movie, like, he's got, like, you see the whole, like, the hook fucking throughout the whole house, and then fucking letter with a knife. Yeah,
he kills a kid.
He kills a kid, dude. He
kills Rufio.
He's one of the last real bad guys.
Looky, looky, I got hooky.
Oh, he's like,
That might have been, like, that and Lion King, like, two very influential deaths in my life.
Yeah.
And my grandmother. No,
you're like, come on, Dad, wake up. Somebody help. Anybody.
You don't know what the worst thing is.
Anybody.
I was believing.
Hell.
What about fucking Bambi?
Yeah, Bambi. You know what, Bambi?
Fox and the Hound.
I don't know. I love venison.
All dogs go to heaven.
They do.
Oh, that's a good fucking, that's a classic.
Banger. But I feel like those, like the animated, like didn't have the biggest effect as like some other. Know what movie I still haven't watched just because I know it's super sad is Up.
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Pixar movie. I've like pretty much watched every Pixar movie except for that. Ratatouille's my favorite, I think.
I've never seen Up.
I think Coco was kind of sad, and that movie's
Coco was so
fire.
Sad. Wicked
that movie,
sad.
That movie's so fucking good, dude.
The music's banging.
Oh, yeah. Everything about that movie is banging. That just is a overall
I don't think I've seen that one either.
Really, really good fucking movie.
The bad guy's good in it.
That's one of the best animated movies I've ever seen. That's like fucking top five for me.
I mean, I'm still going to go Lion King's probably the best of all time. The original Lion King.
Animated? Movie. I mean...
That's the original one.
It's tough to say. It really is.
But like that's before
Beavis
Disney
and Butthead to America. Yeah.
I went to go see that in the movie theaters.
It was probably a good one.
Hell yeah. It was a banger. Awesome. Slots. We're going to play Slots. Yeah. The new one was good, actually. I think we talked about that.
I haven't seen the new one yet.
I haven't either.
And they have like a new show, too.
Yeah.
But it's like really good because it's like commentary on like YouTube videos instead of like the music videos that were back in the day. But the shit that they watched in the music videos was funny, because as a kid, I feel like we were watching these music videos we were not mature enough to watch. Like, I remember them talking about, like, Nine Inch Nails, and I was, like, fucking so scared of the music videos. Black Ole Sun, dude, I remember being, like, straight scared of that video as a child.
Yeah, I think we were talking
I do miss the MTV music video era where it was all music videos, so I do miss that.
Know what I hate the most on YouTube is like when they're like, oh, new music video for this song with these rappers, and you click on it and it's just like different cuts of different videos that they put, like it's not an actual song. Nope. I'm like, oh shit, I thought it was like a new fucking Eminem, Dr. Dre song.
Yeah, know what I hate the most? How you got like fucking two or three commercials before you can fucking watch anything on YouTube.
Well, I pay for the YouTube.
I'm a premium guy. Yeah, me too.
It drives me crazy.
I gotta stop being.
Well, you know why
fuck.
I pay for it? It's more. It is more. It's pretty expensive. It's
like $10 a month.
No, $12.99. I think it is.
Oh,
but because I like to watch. I know, but we talked about this though. Like when you inflation. Add up all your streaming services, like it does fucking matter. But I did cancel it when I thought like we'd save money. And dude, you can't watch videos like close it like why I'm driving.
That's exactly why I got
put
it.
On like a podcast on YouTube and close it. It like shuts down the audio. So that's like the that's biggest thing get, for yeah. me. And I actually, out of all the music things, I like YouTube music the best.
I'm a Spotify guy. Is my favorite.
Fair enough.
Personally,
I hate when you go in to see like new releases of songs or new releases of albums, and like one site will be like, "Oh, it's like the new Jim Jones album." On the other site, they wouldn't even show you that. They'll show you like rock albums. Like I don't fucking want
to. It's your algorithms, dude.
I guess so. Yeah. I got to go back to Pandora. Plays like the same shit.
Does that even exist anymore?
Yeah, I think so.
Right? Wow, huh?
Yeah.
Holy shit. So what else is going on, guys? You guys been watching anything else? I'm going to be honest with you. I haven't watched shit recently.
Well, I mean, Saturday night, I'm really excited for that Chris Rock live special. I've heard, like, his shit coming down the pipe is, like, absolutely phenomenal. The only thing I don't understand is if it's going to be, like, so there has been other people doing this on other platforms, and it's live on there, and you can watch it for, like, 2 days, but then they pull it off. So you have to like either order it or something. But on Netflix, I would assume that it would be a little different. And
it's
I hope
probably going to be up there for a while.
And I hope that he's going to make like the punch that you think he's going to make. But I would assume that doing like a live stand-up special is very crazy because the other guys that I hear, like, you know, you talk about listening to Jay Oakerson or Tom Segura-san, they record that stand-up special like three times, like three different shows throughout the night and then cut it all together. Because you get the best like shit, or the crowd could be making a noise, or something like that, or Will Smith could get up and slap you in the middle of it. But
whole thing's gonna be all Will Smith, you know that.
Oh man,
what?
Oh, it's definitely it's gonna start with Will Smith.
The
Chris Rock.
I don't know. You think so?
Hell
I
mean, yeah!
I'm sure he'll address it, but you think that he wants to make that like such an impactful thing on his special and not just be like, I think he's like an OG. Like I think he.
That's the first thing he's talking about.
I think he might even not even talk about it and just make like a side reference to it. He's an OG, man. I don't know.
No, he is an OG, but I think he will bring it up. I think he will like touch on it for at least part of it. Like, I think, how long is the special?
I don't even know.
If it's a half an hour, he's going to touch on it for about fucking 5 minutes.
I would assume
that's
at least an hour.
If it's an hour, he might touch on it for 5-10 minutes. I think he's going to.
I think he's going to come right out swinging with that.
Yeah. I think like he's going to come out, say something about it, and then come back around and say something about it again, like towards the end.
I just hope
maybe.
It's like the old.
I liked his last one,
Tambourine. I like that.
But he's one of my favorites overall, but I was very disappointed with a couple of his stand-ups recently, so I'm really hoping this one.
He's kind
of
hit or miss for me.
I think Tambourine was the only... Tambourine was the only one in like the past like maybe 20 years, dude. The last one, I think before that, was Never Scared when we like... It was like 05, 06, like out of high school. I think so. I'm pretty sure he took
was
like
it
that.
Bigger and Blacker? Is that what his
Bigger and Blacker? That's the best
that's
one.
That's like the best one.
That's the fucking best one.
Yeah.
I mean, Cash Money had like music videos with him and shit.
Yeah, we played one.
No, that was like his song.
We played.
That was like an actual song that he put out. That wasn't like from Bigger.
Wasn't it like a whole album, I think?
Possibly. That and like that at that time, I think still, dude, I'll watch it to this day and geek out is the original Kings of Comedy is like one of my favorite stand-ups.
That's a good one.
They literally every single one of them kills it. Steve Harvey like opens it up and he's like the host. They have Cedric the Entertainer, DL Hughley, and Bernie Mac, and it's still one of the funniest stand-ups.
Bernie Mac, you want some milk and cookies?
Yeah, you want some milk and cookies.
That's the best.
That's like one of the best ones. Also, like I think
Bernie Mac's show.
It's good. Very classic. Good. Yeah. But I have a thing about watching. I'm actually kind of getting pissed off about the streaming services. Number one.
Oh, he's pissed. Yeah,
let me talk about it. But number one, they don't like let you watch the shit for like mad long at night. Sometimes I just want to fucking watch it all night. I pay for it. Let me fucking watch it. Are you still there? Yes, I'm still there. Like,
I hate
the fuck?
That. Are you still there? I don't like that.
Yeah,
I'm still there.
That's
shit.
Like when you're having sex with somebody. think you're still inside of him.
Yeah, you're still there, dude.
Yeah, we all have that problem, Chuck.
I haven't had that in years. She knows it's not there. She thought it was when we had a baby. She thought it was the Immaculate Conception. And we called that Good Friday at my house. But yeah, dude, I hate that, number one. And the other thing I was going to say about the... Fuck, I forgot. I totally lost it now.
Ah, shit.
The Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, no, I was on a good run about the clicking off of the... But why don't they let you skip intros? Like, so you want to binge a show?
We talked about this last week.
I did. But Paramount actually does it. But you have to hit
HBO. HBO will ask you twice, so you have to. It does the catch up part, and then it does the intro. You have to skip them.
That's what Paramount does.
Because I only know that because I started watching The Last of Us.
But HBO for the longest time, when I first started too, all the previews, like the last time, like it was all like 16-bit. It like wouldn't load every time.
Really?
On every single TV in my house.
Hmm.
Just like some streaming services you can only do on Apple. Like they only let you screen share.
Oh, I got rid of it. I got the Apple TV for free for 3 months. I got rid of it. Apple TV sucks.
I beg to differ, actually.
I fucking hated it. I did not like it. I actually think
number one for TV shows that, besides actually The Last of Us, I think is maybe the prettiest picture. But Apple TV has like the most crisp picture. And their shows, dude, their shows, some of them are really hitting.
Like what? What do they have on there? Because I'm honestly not familiar.
So, number one, we just finished all the way, like, two episodes because they, like, we just caught all the way up. But the show, The Servant, and it's got some people you wouldn't know that act in, but it's made by M. Night Shyamalan. It's, like, a really, like, head-trippy show. It's got the dude who played the redheaded kid in Harry Potter in it. But that's really good. It's been going on for, like, four seasons. Ted Lasso is arguably the best show on TV right now. It has the most... Emmys out of any show on TV right now. Dude, if you don't have to be into soccer, you don't have to be into... Dude, that show's fucking awesome. And I waited like 2 years after everybody else watched it. I was like, I'm not really into it. It's about like... Yeah. It's about an American football coach that's Jason Sudeikis. He goes to England to coach like a European soccer team.
Yeah.
But drama like ensues. But it's like really heartfelt, great acting. Right now, I'm like judging a lot of shows on like... It could not be... And we can get into The Last of Us. Like, The Last of Us is sold to people kind of, sort of, as, like, a zombie show. But it's not a zombie show. It's, like, it's...
Last of Us?
Yeah, it's broadcasting the characteristics of the greatest actors of our time right now. Like, you could just watch an episode that has nothing to do with the zombies, but they're showing you good acting.
The zombies are the least part of that show.
It's about people when you come down to it. Now, there's another show...
Right, what actors are in that...
Pedro Pascal.
Oh,
he's in Narcos.
He's phenomenal.
Probably one of the best actors right now going. And the girl.
No, that's
the best TV show actor.
Dude, I mean, I guess he hasn't been in many movies. Yeah.
I looked it up the other day.
Like, they could. They know what the worst part is, dude? Now the movies are like TV. Like, you have to.
I guess it doesn't matter anymore.
Like, that's why these shows like The Last of Us, Shrinking on Apple, House of the Dragon. It was just another one that we just finished up too. But these shows that are becoming like movies and shows, like the style of it, the money that they put into it, the actors that they get, you can do a more fleshed out story doing a TV show than a 2-hour movie. Actually, it kind of sucks sometimes watching a 2-hour movie. I don't even want to sit there for that long. I'd rather sit there for like an hour, and you get a choice.
Like that werewolf one on Disney Plus. That was good.
That was good, an hour and a half.
I got to be honest with you. For the right movie, for the right movie, I'll sit there for fucking 3 hours for the right one.
I will too. Absolutely.
How many right ones are there?
Well, how many really attempt to do a 3-hour movie?
There's a lot. Scroll through Netflix. There's a lot.
I agree that there's a lot, but...
I'm not saying...
When you're talking to like...
No, Avatar 2.
Anybody could... Oh, fuck.
But I'm actually not even saying about... It's not about the movie. It's great that it could be 3 hours, but the story, like, if you did The Godfather...
I get what you're saying.
Like, they kind of did The Godfather last year, The Offer on Paramount Plus. They did The Making of The Godfather. But, dude, it was, like, 10 episodes, an hour and 10 minutes each. Dude, you took a ride with these people. You got to learn to know about these people. How much would you, like, rather see Michael Corleone for...
So
18 hours.
That's like the first episode of The Last of Us is like an hour and a half, which I wasn't mad about. I was like, when I'm watching, I was like, wow, this is kind of long, but it got you.
Yeah.
Technically, you did get to see Michael Corleone for a lot of fucking hours.
Oh,
because
no, you did.
You think about like when it's a movie that they make like three or four of, you know what I mean? But they space it out every couple of years. That's essentially like a fucking show, a movie that they make every like fucking couple of years. No, they space it out and they make like four of them. Absolutely. I always preferred that over like shows, but they're very similar, obviously. But I just like having to wait a while and then that build up and then seeing the movie and...
And you could do, like, my thing is also, you can do a show, like, Donnie,
I'll get carried away on Netflix. I'll watch, like, fucking six episodes in a row of something. That's the problem.
On Netflix, I feel like there's a...
Or I'll find something weird.
So you're
going
to fucking do it, bro.
Something weird and random on Netflix all the time.
But I'm talking about something that's, like, premium TV, like... is a movie on TV. Like Netflix, you can watch dope ass shows, and they actually have had premium shows like an Ozark maybe, but not at that level. But I'm talking like a Succession on HBO Max or the Last of Us, the money, the fucking sets. Dude, this show, dude, the acting is fucking insane.
Yeah.
And anybody that doesn't know, like there is a couple episodes that I know people are on the fence about, and it's okay. Like I get it. It was uncomfortable, but dude, it's only because we haven't seen that in a TV show or cinema, really, unless you're going like, this is a mainstream fucking show, rated R show, and you're seeing like, yeah, dude, it's like some, we've talked about like some gay stuff in the show, and people get uncomfortable, but it's like, they do it well, they do it tastefully, and now they did, you didn't watch
that. Yeah, I was kind of into it.
The next episode, they do it from the opposite perspective, and it's really good, but the show has consistently been like, dude, the acting's crazy. You haven't even really... You've seen zombies in two episodes?
They're very, very short. Very short-lived when they're around. Which I think...
Which makes it more scary, in my
It's kind of set up like that, too, because it's like 20 years after the whole outbreak started. That's why I think it's...
Yeah.
There's not very many zombies left.
Yeah, but I think it gets crazy at some
yeah,
point.
Yeah, I don't know. I never...
There was
I
only, a lot when they jumped in the, like, the hole or whatever.
Oh, the big... The bloater comes out?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I get it because my wife watched the first episode with me. She's not into zombies, so she was like out. But I'm like sitting on the couch. I'm like legit. Like even the episode that we were talking about has like controversy. At the end of it, I was like legit like crying, dude. It was a fucking... The acting was so crazy good. After, I know it was like a little too much at points, but not... I mean, not for me, you know?
Hey, I watched it. I'm also
comfortable.
I muscled through.
Yeah, it was a muscle through. I mean, if you're not,
I took it.
Let's be serious though. If that's not what you're into, like if that's not your sexual orientation, it's hard to watch. Like it's fucking.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, me and my two chubby buddies are in bed together.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm gonna go get some ice cream right now.
Yeah,
I'll let this marinate.
They were beautiful men. Don't get me wrong. They have the same body type I do, which made it even more realistic.
I know. I was like, ah, oh, God.
He's like, oh, you want to have dinner? All right, you want to go upstairs?
And fucking bang?
I'm going to sing a little song to you. I was like, dude, it was beautiful. It was dope. Then
he goes,
they're eating strawberries.
He's like, don't, I just want you to know I'm not a whore. I'm like, yes, you are.
Yeah.
You know me for an hour. You let
me
fuck you.
You're on the couch, you're like, yes, you are, you little bitch.
Yeah, I was like, you are a whore.
Yeah.
Get off of him.
And the way they chose to end that was like a beautiful inside its own story.
It was pretty
heartbreaking, like. Fucking crazy.
How sick was this though? When they go, then they find them, like they're dead, obviously. They leave the note and he goes, oh, we left the window open so it wouldn't smell. Because it'd be a sight. I was like, oh.
And that wasn't even in the video game. They didn't like die together in the video game.
Yeah, see, I never played the whole game through. I just had tried it.
Spoiler alert for like the TV show and the video game.
Yeah.
You just spoiled the whole thing.
Yeah. Don't listen to our show if you don't like to get spoiled.
Bella Ramsey was in Game of Thrones. She was awesome in that.
She's good too.
Really good. The next episode, Jess, gonna be up your alley. A lot of arcades.
Oh yeah. So I'm on the last one that's out right now. I haven't started. That's my plan to watch tonight.
That's the one.
I think it's episode 6 or 7. I think it is. Because eight
like
episodes.
The arcade.
Big arcade.
It's not called the arcade.
Mine's gonna be done tomorrow. My arcade will be done tomorrow.
I mean, as far as movies goes, we gotta watch more movies, but I got a kid. What are you going
to
do?
How about this? You ever had this happen to you on Netflix? It happened to me the other day. You watch something, don't remember it at all, and then you go back to, you're like, oh, what's this? I never seen before. And you open it, and you're like, holy fuck, I watched this already?
Yeah,
a whole series? Gunther's I don't remember Millions. Any of this.
Gunther's Millions?
No.
About the dog who inherited millions of dollars?
Oh, yeah, you were saying that. It was, I don't know what the hell it was. It happened to me the other day, and I was like, I don't remember this at all. And then I was watching it. It said I watched the whole thing, and I don't remember any of it. So I started watching it again, and I'm into it.
Dude, we watched Ink Masters, the newest season.
Yeah.
I legit fell asleep at the end when they announced who won, but I knew who won. I was like, Kristen, who? Like, we were up, like, cleaning the house, going to bed after the episode, and I'm like, can I ask you a serious question? I was like, who won? Because I like fell asleep, and as soon as she said it, I remembered it. I was like actually watching. I was just like, like a zombie. I was a zombie.
Oh, yeah, you had all fungus growing on your head.
I've watched a lot of seasons, Ink Master, over the years.
I haven't watched it in a long time.
So it's have you watched the newest show?
It is good.
It is. I just appreciate fake drama, man.
Fake drama in between the shit. It's wicked fake drama. They like give them.
Yeah, that's
100%.
No bullshit. Like if it's on Netflix, I will literally fast forward through.
Did you watch the newest season though?
To see the actual tattoos?
So my boy Bruce worked at East Providence Tattoo. The dude,
a lot of it's staged.
There was a dude Jesus that was on it, and
they wanted to act more hood. Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah. And that he was like, that's not me. And they got him off. They voted him off the show because of that. He was like, that's not who I am. I'm what the fuck.
No, you can like tell when they're like beefing. It's like, but the newest season, because I always hated the last ones. And then they actually got rid of the two judges that are on there.
The long hair guy.
Navarro.
Yeah, he got caught with like a blackface picture.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, who doesn't?
Oh, no.
That's horrible. That's fucking horrible.
I was Michael Jackson for Halloween. Was that?
We just played the Michael Jackson video game.
Don't say it too many times.
Moonwalker. Classic. Where he releases safe kids into the wild.
Weird. I can't wait to get to the part with Bubbles.
Yeah, you got him as like a one-up.
Like he's like Tails?
Yeah, if you got a mushroom. But yeah, the newest Ink Masters, dude, the worst part about the old ones, the finales were like actually gut-wrenching, like not gut-wrenching. They were like, it was so bad to watch like Dave Navarro talk like a lot. Dude, it was fucking horrible. It was so weird, wasn't it? Did you watch them before?
Yeah, so he was very cringeworthy, and it seemed like very staged.
He's like, so, does anybody from the crowd want to look at somebody doing a live tattoo? What?
Like, dude, that's actually pretty good. That wasn't a bad Dave Navarro.
I was just doing like any rock guy.
Oh, man.
But now this one is just like a regular episode. They do like challenges in it. So it's not as like... Like, that was whack, like, to have a finale. But they wrapped it up mad quick.
But, like, the artwork in the finale was always fucking spot on.
Well, this one, they
had
some old dudes come back. It was actually all return people.
Yeah.
It was pretty dope. But I'm like, you know.
You're over it. You're like, I gotta get to me.
I like it. It goes by fast. It goes by fast. But I just can't stand, like, some people. They're like, we're gonna bring in Batgirl. Oh, Batwoman or whatever her name was, like Ruby Rose. She has tattoos, I get it, but like she doesn't know. I like the dudes that are like pissed, like the Japanese like traditional guy. He's one of like the judges now. He's like, the waves were going the wrong, like there's all rules to it. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine if you had like a Japanese and like your waves going the wrong way, like somebody had to tell you out loud.
Shit.
Are they going the wrong way?
I don't know.
The waves aren't supposed to be blue.
Oh, no.
If it's like Japanese.
But the fish is supposed to be swimming up. I know that. So
Good. It's like the whitest guy in the world. He's like, I'm a Japanese like pro.
Yeah, I know. He's got the stick. Like, he's got like the stick and the hammer doing it.
I'm sure there's other guys that do it a lot better than you.
Yeah, the actual Japanese guys. Go figure.
Bel Air season two.
I haven't watched it.
Dude, it's actually like a kind of a cool like...
One of my favorite things about that show, though, I love reading the comments of people fighting about it.
Yeah.
I can see why
people would hate it.
People like, hate it.
Yeah. It's like a Friday Night Lights version of Fresh Prince, pretty much.
Mm.
He's like a hood kid. He plays basketball. He's with his family. His family's loaded because his father. But it's like new age. You know what I mean? It's almost like Empire and Fresh, which isn't selling it, really. That kind of sucks. Empire and Fresh Prince mix without the music. Jazz is pretty cool in it.
I'm gonna watch it.
And he doesn't get thrown out of the house. Mandalorian season 2 came out literally today.
Oh, I forgot. I want to watch it for my birthday.
Happy birthday, Jazz.
Thanks.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. I mean, but you would have to watch Boba Fett to catch up unless they're just gonna
tell you.
But I feel like they're just gonna like tell you. Like regular fans, Boba Fett, people didn't hang in for it.
People loved Boba Fett though. That's what that was.
But not the series.
No, I didn't really like the series either. It didn't get good till the Mandalorian came.
Yeah, and the other dude, the blue dude.
Yeah, I know the guy. Looks like a lizard.
Got, like pissed off because you don't really know Star Wars stuff.
Yeah. How about the Jake Paul versus Tommy Fury? Did you watch that?
Yeah,
I know you did.
Donnie, what do you think about that one?
I watched it live. I only missed the first two rounds.
Honestly. Went pretty much the way I thought it was going to go. We had this discussion at the gym a couple weeks prior. A lot of the younger guys.
Younger kids, guys.
Yeah, like I'm talking.
A lot
like
of the younger guys.
Hey.
I'm talking like teenagers and like guys that are around like 20 that were in the gym, like really thought Jake Paul like was going to win that fight.
I mean,
and
they went the distance, though, right?
Yeah. But no, like they were like dead set that no way Tommy Fury could beat fucking Jake Paul. Like,
well, he was pissed, I feel
and,
like.
And it was just laughable to me because it's the classic fucking mistake people make. Comparing an actual boxer to somebody who's not an actual boxer. It did go to distance, and it got awarded a split decision for Tommy Fury, but I don't know one person who has actually watched the fight and was like, it was a split decision. It wasn't. Tommy Fury dominated him. You know, there was that knockdown.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Everybody's like, well, he knocked him down.
And if you could tell, right, it wasn't like a clean, like, fucking
it wasn't crazy.
He was, like, off balance.
And he jumped right back up.
And he hopped right back up. It was more his gloves touch. It was not one of those knockdowns where he went flat on his back.
Fury.
Because even when he jumped up, he was like, yo, what the hell? He's like, I didn't even get knocked down. Like, he was trying to fight his case.
Like, he just boxed the
I didn't like the officiating was kind of whack.
He threw a lot more punches than Jake Paul. Right?
Oh, he did. He threw like
way
double,
more.
Like more than like double. Like I think like double the amount. Right? Yeah. I think he threw over 300.
Yeah, that's crazy. I didn't know. I seen it and I was like, holy shit, 300 punches.
Tommy,
I didn't watch the fight.
Dude, he actually hit him with some fucking really nice cut. Boxed better than I thought he would, but yeah. Overall, it wasn't terrible. Tommy Fury's not his brother though. Tommy Fury's never gonna be like fucking 20 or 30-0. He's not an A quality boxer. He's more like a fucking C plus, like lower B level fighter. He's not an A level fighter like his brother.
He was pissed at.
I feel like that's what like Jake Paul kind of like got exposed. I guess he finally fought someone that was like a younger dude that wasn't washed up and kind of caught a beating
and was actually close
a fighter
to his weight class.
Yeah, he was like it was.
That's
yeah.
the big thing that people aren't paying attention to. Tyron Woodley in the UFC like fought at like 165. You got Ben Askren in his prime was in the 140s. Like, and these dudes are going in there with a guy that naturally walks around at over 200 fucking pounds in Jake Paul and cuts down to like fucking 190 at the like lower. Like, and you're going to go in there with that guy? Like, he was naturally bigger. He was training boxing and you were getting cage fighters and basketball players and people with like no like real boxing background. Tommy Fury isn't the best, but he has like his family. Like
he boxes,
in his fucking
yeah,
roots.
Yeah,
and he boxes. He had
but at
fucking
some point he was gonna have. And I'm not like sticking up, but like at some point he was gonna have to fight a real fighter, and he lost. But he might come back and do like he like stuck in there, right? So he might. You would think that he's gonna go forward and try to fight more regular boxers. I would think, right?
Yeah, I
well,
honestly,
nah. Yeah, I mean,
I think he's going to stick in it, but I think like he might take a step back and maybe he might not fight another legit boxer or he might fight one with a really
well,
bad
did you
record.
See at the end of the fight? He's like, he was like, well,
he
it's
wants a rematch.
He goes, it was because I was sick. He had like eight
a rematch for the cash.
He did
that
a whole bunch.
That will get more cash.
He said a whole bunch of excuses and then he was like, well, I'm not making any excuses.
Like, I didn't watch the fight, but if there's a second one, I got to watch it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, no, like go and check out the first one. Really, like the first, like that fight was actually pretty fucking decent.
And
yeah. So what they fought at, so he went down to 185 for that fight, Jake Paul.
And here's it says this is the average on the punches. It says that Fury averaged 38 punches per round and landed 11 every round, and Paul averaged 20 and landed 6 per round. That was the average.
Yeah.
I don't have like a whole count, but that was like what the average at.
Yeah. So, like, I did have the punch stats. I'm not sure where they just went, but overall, Fury just outboxed him, man. As simple as that. It was a boxing lesson. He kept him at bay. He pieced him up with combinations. He used good footwork and movement, where Paul really was just looking for the knockout punch and couldn't land it.
No, at all.
No.
I mean, if he got it, then that would
I feel funny. Like at the end, Fury like lit him up on a few combinations at the end. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, damn.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, and then at the very, very end, fucking Jake Paul was holding him, and he was like, had his arms straight out. He's like, what the fuck? So, I think he got exposed a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree. He definitely got exposed. We knew it was going to happen as soon as he stepped up in competition. He was originally supposed to fight Rakim Jr.
Didn't we have this problem last time we were trying to...
Yeah, I fucking think
Can we name the episode that? Or
yeah.
That, that's a little too much.
But what happened, there was like controversy with that. They were saying that Rakim, he was like using one hand pretty much sparring like Jake Paul like a couple years prior from one of his earlier fights. And he was like taking it significantly easy on him. And Jake Paul took that footage and like tried making it look like he was getting the better of Rakim on like social media. So they were supposed to fight each other. And then there was weight controversy. Like they like signed a deal. It was weeks prior. And if like Paul fought this dude, he was getting knocked the fuck out. Paul would have got starched and then he backed out of it. And they said it was because of like a misunderstanding with the weight that, you know.
Due to creative differences.
Yeah, no, he didn't want that fucking smoke. He knew he was in trouble if he took that fight.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So, overall, honestly, it wasn't fucking horrible. The fight wasn't horrible. There was some good fights on the card.
That was the only one I watched. I didn't even realize it was going on. I seen people posting it, and yeah. I was like, well, I got to watch it.
There's another Rough and Rowdy event coming up, isn't there?
Is there? I don't know. I haven't seen it.
I believe so. That girl's...
Girls Gone Wild?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, I forget her name, the Cherry Bomb or whatever. We watched it last time.
I don't know.
She was like a trained boxer. Not like trained, but she knew what she was kind of doing. She was just a little girl, but she's fighting this other chick. I don't fucking
know. You got two undefeated.
I just like watching it. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah,
like, all
two
the
undefeated ethics. Chicks facing each other.
Yeah.
One of them's from Providence.
Mm.
Yeah. So even though actually we did watch her fight before and her first fight was pretty fucking close. It could have went either way.
Yeah, I think that the girl from Providence, I think it's the trainer. I'm pretty sure. Could be wrong. I don't know. I know Smidge is back. I think he won.
I'm saying we should do April 1st, a WrestleMania live podcast.
A live one? I'm down.
Yeah. It's two nights. Like, what is it?
One night.
Yo, yeah. What does it fall on?
Saturday. It's a Saturday, April 1st, Sunday, April 2nd. So we could do either night. Sure, it's the stars.
It's like the two nights that I definitely have my daughter, unfortunately. Yeah. It's always tough on weekend nights. Yeah, you guys are more than welcome to do it though.
Oh, the WrestleMania.
I used to be a big wrestling fan back in the day.
I just watch WrestleMania, dude. Every year I always tune in, but I can't believe it's two nights every year now. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, right. Last year I was in South Carolina.
Yeah, because
you called us. Yeah. Yeah.
I was watching on the couch with my mother-in-law, Barbara. She's like, oh, my God.
It was me, Nick T, Lindsay, and Gallo. And Lindsay was like, oh, I don't want to watch that. Then an hour into it, she's like, fuck yeah, kick her ass. Like, she was more into it than we were. We're like, what the hell?
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude, WrestleMania is a star-studded event. It's like the Grammys or the Oscars.
Yeah.
It's fucking...
It's amazing.
Well, the Super Bowl.
Stone Cold came back.
He's coming back.
We'll have to talk to Nick T because he'll tell us what night to watch. He'll know
bring him in.
I had a bunch of like the old WrestleMania fucking episodes on VHS back in the day, bro. I used to watch them all the fucking time.
It's all on Peacock. Every fucking WWE thing ever made is on Peacock.
You know what my favorite one was?
Crazy.
My favorite WrestleMania. This is crazy because it's like literally WrestleMania 2. That was the fucking steel cage match with fucking Hulk Hogan and King Kong Bundy. It had the fucking Royal Rumble that was half NFL players and half wrestlers. Refrigerator Perry was in it. Andre the Giant won the Royal Rumble. Hulk Hogan won the steel cage match. It was fucking, the whole thing was just straight fire. There was a celebrity, there was a boxing match between Roddy Piper and Mr. T. Dude, I'm telling you, it was like every fight was dope. And that's like, that one always stood out.
It was crazy, dude. Like, I remember watching one. It was like Undertaker versus Undertaker.
Oh, the fake Undertaker?
Dude, that was a banger.
The fake Razor Ramon.
Bret Hart versus Owen Hart in the cage.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Cage did him in, too. Then no, it wasn't a cage.
He fell from the ceiling. Only one I ever ordered.
We talked about this on the
podcast. Yeah, it was the only one I ever ordered. I'll never forget it.
The only one you ever ordered.
Ever. But there's the only one my mom finally let me fucking order one.
Like a black, we talked about it, but I think we went to my buddy's house like a black box. Or we'd watch it like a...
Dude, I remember my
aunt. Mankind Undertaker.
I remember my great aunt. She's older. She had a black box and she thought it was so illegal. Dude, she had it hidden in her house. It was the funniest
thing. Yeah, imagine that.
Dude, so funny.
They came in your house, you're like, you're stealing cable.
Yeah, dude.
Come on out.
She used to be like, hey, you guys can have, but make sure I get it back so I need to hide it. Like, oh, okay. Like, they were tracking her.
Imagine the guys that were selling them, though. Like, all right. Well.
Yeah, like, what was it?
I don't even know. Different wave, right? Yeah,
I don't know.
You got, like, the Spice Channel on that bitch.
I used to get the Spice Channel on my TV in my basement at my house in Hope Valley. It was just green. But it came in perfect. I used to beat off that all the
everybody
time.
Everybody used to come over and shit?
No, I didn't tell anybody.
Yeah, right.
I didn't tell anybody about that.
You had everybody over there hanging.
No, I did not, dude.
You were hanging over there with your buddies. All right, let's get into some music.
Are you watching Next Level Chef? But I will get into music.
Yes, I am. Yeah, I am. The doctor got kicked off. I was a little...
I couldn't
get it together.
No.
Chef Stretch is, I think, the best right now.
I like Chef Stretch, and I like the dude with the long hair and the beard and the tats.
Yeah, he did the ribeye the first episode.
Yeah, I like him. And I'll tell you what, Naisha's kind of hot, dude.
I like her command. Yeah. She takes command.
Yeah, dude, I kind of like her.
But this season is way different. They're, like, way more involved. Before they weren't, they were, like, together, and they weren't in the room with them. Now they're, like, telling
them. They weren't?
Like, not, like, as much, I don't think, dude, if you go back. I swear to God, dude, I don't think they were, like, involved as much. And the voting is different, too, this time.
I don't think so.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
I had to go back and watch season one.
Me and Kristen were talking about
it. I applied, dude, to that. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I know the rule.
Like, I hate when they show you, like, is the guy going to make it to the platform?
You're like, dude.
Or it, like, fell on one of them. It fell on one of them, and then they still, like, judged it, and it was fine. Like, I was like, what the fuck?
It's all about how it tastes, right? All right, let's get into some music.
It's all about how it tastes. Speaking of taste, here's our next song.
Yeah, here it is. This is Can't Nobody featuring DMX, Lil Wayne.
I'm not usually a big Lil Wayne guy, but this might be
is this new or old?
New, brand new.
I don't even know if my song's new or old. I just picked three randoms.
Oh, I thought I picked nobody fuck with
me then. Yeah, you picked this. Fuck with me now, yeah. I would never pick Lil Wayne. Nobody, what? No fucking body.
Fuck with me with this. Not Tony. Shit, yo. Check it. I've been submitting for 20 years.
Sometimes I smile to hide the mouths of my road travel. Shake my hand and feel like you just touched the stove handle. Holy cow, fuck the cow, I want the whole cattle. Gucci buffs on my eyes look like solar panels. Leaving bitches on their own like the Oprah Channel. Can't trust my shadow, that's a fact that can't get overshadowed. Draco sounding like it's coughing from the smoking barrel. No peace, no serenity, nigga, breaking your vicinity. Nigga, like virginity, nigga, ain't in these niggas. Just family like the Genovese, nigga, the Kennedys. Nigga, all street niggas ain't in the streets, nigga. Best rapper, ex-trapper, dress dapper. Swizzy gave me a headbanger, a neck snapper. X-Factor, make a rapper an X-sample. All I need is a beat with a DMX sample. All I need is a beat with a DMX sample. All I need is a beat with a DMX sample. Say it with your chest, mama. Say less, mama. Weezy F and the F is for F-bomber. Yes, my mama eat you like Jeff Dahmer. Say she on a period. Let's make a mess, mama. Don't be on all of that. Yeah, that my twin shit, all right? Ew. Don't hit my phone with all that. I'm just tapping in shit, all right? Fuck that friend shit, all right? I'm on my Zen shit, all right? I'm on that DMT. I ain't on that DM shit, all right? Trying to get a B right now. I'm on my M shit, all right? I'm just Weezy. We on my excuse my friend shit, all right? Fuck that bitch shit, all right? Red beam on the Nina, she wore lipstick tonight. Blah, 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 blah. Best rapper, ex-trapper, dress dapper. Swizzy gave me a headbanger. Is DMX even on this? You just in the background? All I need is a beat with a DMX sample. Swizzy on the drum machine. I got the gun machine. That bitch go brrrr. Sound like bumblebees. Gun come with a magazine.
Yes, sir, baby, on the radar.
You smell like beat something in the morning like some Jimmy Dean's.
Best rapper, ex-trapper, dress dapper. Swizzy gave me a headbanger, a neck snapper.
I'm getting dissed on this one.
With a DMX sample. All I need is a beat with a DMX sample.
I don't even know how you don't like. I mean, I
never liked Lil Wayne. And
I know you don't like Lil Wayne, but
yeah, I wasn't a Lil Wayne fan myself. Don't get me wrong. Was there a couple songs that I liked of his in the past?
I like him on a feature once in a while.
I like a freestyle. Like, I like that. That's not a freestyle.
It's not terrible, but it's just, it wasn't for me.
Yeah, I like it, and I haven't heard from him in a while, so that's why it sounds like a little, you know, I like that. Whatever, man. I'm grabbing a beer.
I know a lot of people like Lil Wayne. But not,
a lot of people love him. I just think
yeah, they do.
And I'm not even actually one of them like that.
I didn't pick the song.
Remember we used to.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Don't let that bitch back in either.
Ian.
And another thing. Everybody's getting beers.
It was a Swiss Beats beat.
Was it?
Yeah, man. He's like, I just called Swiss. Dude, he said it in the song. Nobody was you just hated it. You didn't even listen to it.
I can't listen to it. It hurts my ears to listen to it. I'm sorry.
Come on, dude.
Like I said, it wasn't terrible.
It was terrible.
I know people that do hate him from like the start, like the Drought 2 and shit. But like I think he still is up there for good rappers as far as like mainstream rappers.
All right, let's try something else.
Fuck you, man.
Let's switch it up.
I know it's your birthday, but fuck you, man.
let's
that's the episode. I know it's your birthday, but fuck you, man.
Yeah, that's a good one. The Static Selecta and Currency slept to death. And Cousin Steez.
And Lil Wayne.
Yeah, Lil Wayne, you off this shit.
Bullet holes through the pillowcase, you slept to death.
It's already better. Static Selecta got Swiss Beats.
Through the pillowcase, you slept to death. We up, we just stay baked and fresh. Look a high step out these Air Max, blending with my sweats. Live like 95, TV in the Pathfinder, watch New Jersey Drive. Thinking about the heights, thinking about my life, getting high. This shit nice, I can't lie, but it came from a grind. This wasn't overnight.
This is better than Lil Wayne, I'm sorry.
The period of time, they tried to throw me in the box, kept it in the rocks. I expanded on my house, purchased some more drops. Legal hustle, Android, and OG, the cash crop. Dope is smoking the spot, come and see us, we out. I'm easy to spot, low rider, no top, three wheel up the block. Throw up a jet life, a peace sign, and then the east side. Stand in the mirror, turn the lights off, and say my name three times. And I appear through the smoke, Android, and the Nissan Skyline. We off and Mr. Child, crazy high, being static. Got them coupes in traffic, them bitches looking at us, but we duck them.
I know, but it's different.
And baby, I'm a honey everywhere you do be lacking.
Yeah, this is good. That wasn't
me, you witnessed the magic happen. Sick of my wildest, perfectly matching my phantom.
I'm just not a Lil Wayne guy.
Two different musics.
Yo.
Hey. This is a beautiful song. Pillowcase, you slept
to death. Beautiful, beautiful song. Rookie of the year, still be moving with the vets. Cousin Steez. Bottom, how we out there with the Jets? Cause he don't be impressed. He was always thinking next. Low riders, that spit a style. I need more exotics. You make foes when you hold profit. You make business and you make millions. You lose money when you chase women. And I ain't tripping long as family like Thanksgiving. Ain't willing to let up the motor. Thanksgiving like the turkeys from Streets of Rage. Hold us over. Yo bitch fell in love cause the ice I'm rocking polar. She know where I'm from. Ain't no way I'm getting colder. Keep the oh yeah we do. Whole arcade theme. I lost my brother that way. A lesson from the corner. 1 minute you here, the next day you a goner. So I'ma sing your favorite song whenever I ain't sober. Real life, real life, real life.
A banger.
That was a banger.
Okay.
I like Currency.
Currency like stays.
That's a good song. Nice.
He almost is like the new age Devin the Dude.
Yeah, kind of. That's a good. That's a.
He's on Alchemist. Like, you know what I mean? It's just that right. Was Alchemist beat or Harry Fraud.
Neither. That was.
I always loved an Alchemist beat.
No, that was. I just fucking believe. Static Selecta.
Static Selecta.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he did say that. But I love a good Harry Fraud.
Yeah, Static Selecta. I think right now might be one of my favorites.
I mean, he's been longevity. Yeah. He's like almost like on a DJ Premier.
Yeah, he's being a young guy. He's like little mini. He's like mini Premier. This is OT. Boston. OT the real. This is the OTR freestyle. This is gonna
dude.
Be
I'm sorry. This guy is like.
He's
fucking,
nice.
Our like radio freestyles, yo. The like one, the only OT the real in the building. I'm gonna step out. He gonna step in and kill this shit. All right, let's go.
Had to turn it down. It was way too loud.
I kind of need it.
Like, better. Yeah. That same thing happened. I was like, whoa, my God.
Oh, that came in hot, bro.
It's because it wasn't on Spotify. It's because it wasn't on Spotify. Everybody's spilling beer everywhere.
Brody said if rap don't work, then it's back to robbing people's houses.
Oh, my God.
We gonna take all they chains. We gonna be the bosses.
The world gone mad, all I see is losses. And you'll take one from me for that key of rawfish. Ups and downs, had to bear through it. Buckle down, find a small town, gotta tear through it. Stop crying, make it fear music. If I put that chicken dinner up, they'll do it.
They'll do it.
Say I'm too hard, I gotta
cluck
the chicken.
But everything in life I ever got was from a O, or from a boat, or bundled dope, or a home invasion when I was fucking broke. I came to Philly on the run. I ride through your neighborhood, my hand be really on my gun. I gotta make it home to raise my daughter and my sons. It's hard to tell my smoker no when he got 3 ones. I need it all, pride always be the fall. I went from eating bad to eating good to couldn't eat at all. I was too busy serving Pete and Paul and watch them rob each other and try to block each other. Would've been better off going half on a block together. Could've reached the top together. Once it's on forever, dang. And it does not get better. Glocks, Berettas, work come butter soft like Moroccan leather.
Aww.
It's a cycle that we trapped inside. Still trapped in like, I'm just trying to get this rap shit right. Still grabbing like, mine's better and I match the price, homie. Put you to the flame slowly like a sacrifice. Mama, don't blame yourself. I guess I always stayed myself. When I was young, I robbed some good dudes. I kind of played myself. But when you know nobody's coming, you don't scream for help. Eating well. They rather see me in that three-man cell. Systems got flaws in them. Kids got saws with them. Your man's in the ICU looking like Jaws bit him. Always on the run, kept raw with him. Juking bounty hunters like they should have had dog with him. Troopers had dogs. Shooters got vlogs with him. Foofa charge, law hit him. You to play ball with him. I'm where they duck the shots. Junkies cop. Arms and legs look like they got the monkey pox. Life ain't a fairy tale. He'll pay 2 racks for an ounce. That's a scary sale. There's fish all on my digi. I got a scaly scale. A little meth too. I could probably bless you. You surrounded by some yes men. I'm surrounded by trappers who take 30s and press them.
Take 30s and press them.
Looking at this gun and this money like who's my best friend. Cause I got pain I'll never speak on. Really went on recon missions over that recon. Feet were stinking from all them nights I slept with my sneaks on.
He's hiding.
Now we on crack in the pot. Ops in the graveyard. Still scream R.I.P. Weezy and free AR. They front like they ain't fucking with my shit, but they are. Still serve them gray pieces out the gray car. They say you work hard, you get to play hard. You sell that work hard, you sell yourself to a state yard. I guess I'm finally on the radar. Let's go.
Sounds like he's going back to jail.
He's always like,
dude, when he's like scary.
Yeah, and he's
like, that's a white boy I don't want to see in the hood. Like,
and he's always like yelling. He's always like in
Gully. He wears like vests.
Bubble goose vest.
Yeah, duh. He looks like he's gonna chew something.
All right, let's try.
It's like another OT song. Like, yeah.
No. We could go Millie's. That's one of yours. We'll go on. This is Jim Jones, Barry White. Kind of a banger.
This is your song?
Yeah. What? You don't think I know Jim Jones too?
The música de Harry Fraud.
Capo. You gotta watch when niggas start feeling the title. We buy the whole whip, so every wheel got a title. Nigga, we own shit like if Jay walked in the building, a title. I tell them to pray for me, they even killing the Bible. I put you in a casket, just like this piece on my chest. But the Von Dutch, now we think about leasing the jet. It was nice we had beef that I had to sleep with my tech. You know what's scary in my hood, cause even a Reaper get fresh. Stay on my game, they told me prep for the worst. Flood to Jesus, peace, you either blessed or you cursed. Watch doesn't tick like the Rolex doesn't work. And I guess this silly bitch think we gon' sex for a purse. Shit, let's turn the hood to a paradise where you can make a million off of paradise. Lord knows we done been through all the scary nights. The pain in my voice gets deep like Barry White. Let's turn the hood to a paradise where you can make a million off of paradise.
Lord knows we done been through all the scary nights. The
pain in my voice gets deep like Barry White. I be praying they never got us out of pocket. They need to be careful, I might pull a racket out my pocket. He said he the plug, I said there's no plug without the socket. I know Bahamian niggas that run routes out the tropics. You never burn your bridge, you keep all your lanes open.
Kind of flows hard on this.
You see the whole thing poking.
Niggas is like bitches, they watching everything you posting. They counting all our bottles while we champagne toasting. That's an adequate behavior for any man over 20. Plenty nights in the spot, I have my hand on a semi. I don't be fucking with these rappers, I'm not a fan of too many. They say that less is more, so me and my handman's plenty. They been boosting numbers until they get charged for the streaming. Feds will snatch you out to sleep and charge you for dreaming. I'm putting you up on game on the things that I observed. Like how I used to sell wings, but now like wings from a bird. It was 100 a gram if you bring it to the bourbon. Every time money got low, I had to stop clinging to the urge. I mean, Lord knows I could get it back quick, but the reward was never worth the risk. Let's turn the hood to a paradise where you can make a million off of paradise. Lord knows we done been through all the scary nights. The pain in my voice gets deep like Barry White.
He wasn't even on there. No Barry White on there.
No, it's the name of the song.
Oh, I thought that like
my voice gets deep like Barry White.
That's why I said no. I was like, I bet you it's like a dude from the hood that like changed his name to Barry White. It's not like a rapper.
No.
Wow. What was that off of? The Barry White mixed.
That was off of Barry White.
Clearly. That's like his new nickname, Capo Barry White.
It was off of where the hell is it? I don't know. I don't know what it was off of because for some reason I can't find it again. It's gone. Nothing we can do.
Damn.
That was it?
Hold on. I want to find it because now I want to know. That was off of nothing. That was a single.
Just a single? Wow. They're dropping singles?
Just a single. Him and Harry Fraud. All right. So here's another one of yours. This is Moonroof, Millie's and Jadakiss.
I got faith in this one.
Yeah, I got faith.
You heating up, Lavish?
Turn the farming up. This Cuban chain feel like Antarctica. Ocean, ocean, my veins, we got the mob with us. Big blue hunnids in my pockets, and God we trust. Blowing the smoke about the moon roof. 100,000 for the stones, busting all of my pieces. I'm blowing smoke about the moon roof. Told him catch the opposition, leave him resting in peace. Have a ticket on designer splash. Glock 43 inside the stash. Pop the stizzy, hop out with it and sign an autograph. Times change, I used to re and break apart a half. I never knew I needed accountants to do all this math. Blanco Pop got me higher than my bills on a monthly. And trying to buy the drink, lest you crack the seal right in front me. Wow. Independent ballin', selling out these shows out the country. Suckers talking down cause they wash. 40 fold them like launch. Feel like a microdose. Scriptures in my raps, this my Bible open. Wish I fall off on my rival host. See me on the upswing, I'm hustling. Six-figure deal conducting. The plush bends on murder be the code, it's a trust thing. I fell with some relatives that don't relate to loyalty. Liquor in my body, kill the pain, but it might poison. I broke bread when they were starving, they got up and then avoided. I let it sold up like embroidery, they plotting on destroying me, it's nasty. Yeah, pop the stizzy, turn the farming up. This Cuban chain feel like Antarctica. Ocean, ocean in my veins, we got the mob with us. Big blue hunnids in my pockets, and God we trust. Blowing the smoke about the moon roof. 100,000 for the stones, busting all of my pieces. I'm blowing smoke about the moon roof. Yeah. I told them catch the opposition, leave them resting in pieces. I'm in the kitchen trying to whip me up a gourmet pie. Fentanyl, the more they die, the more they buy. Soon as they lower the casket, the more they cry. That's the more they hurt when they pour that dirt. Did you love them or what? Cause when they cover them up, they ain't bringing them back. That's the meaning of that. Y'all was fucking them bitches and y'all was slinging them packs. Y'all was loading them clips and y'all was cleaning them gats. We was doing it big, they was doing it small. They was wearing the same shit, we would ruin them all. They would catch a couple of events, we was doing it all. We was conquering land, we was moving the soil. Yeah, everything solid, big bags monthly, gripped up crazy, even out the country. 100% boom proof. Now I'm in the back of the back, blowing smoke about the. Pop the stizzy, turn the farming up. Scooping chain feel like Antarctica. I was not expecting that.
Okay.
That fucking.
Get that, really.
That turned real quick.
I'm like,
I don't understand that, but I mean, what are you gonna
do? Selling fentanyl, clearly.
Yeah, but why should like, talk about it?
Yeah, like that's what's got me fucked up right now. Normally I like Jadakiss, but
it's
like,
I can understand selling some blow, but it's like, hey, fentanyl.
At least lie about it.
And he was like, hey, you buy fentanyl and fucking dying. Let's sell them more. Whoa.
I know. I was like, all right, Jada.
Yeah, chill, dude.
I thought we only lost
over 100,000 Americans to fentanyl overdoses. Let's just fucking no,
10,000 because of this motherfucker.
I thought he was going to be like conscious about it. I thought he was going to be like turn it into like something like, what are we doing or something, but it didn't.
He's like, no, we're selling it to him. Yeah. What the hell?
He's like, when we blow smoke out the moon roof.
What? Okay.
All right, kids. This brings us to our last statement. Listen to your rap music before you support it.
I was just trying to make some money to feed my daughter.
Jesse.
And this is the last song. Hopefully it's not about selling fentanyl. This is Franchise by Rashid Chappelle. I wonder if he has any relation to Dave.
I'm the face of the franchise, flagship artist, sickling the hammers, all the black Marxists. And my blade, been sharpened on the park bench. I'm on my Dookie Hope Union Square Park shit. I'm the architect and the arsonist. 45 caliber tongue darts to cartridge.
He's also bent off!
Head in my lap, going ostrich. And my shit, the roll from a different form. A nigga hung like a Christian cross. El Hamdulillah ID, so no pork. Dark denim, white tee, the low emblem. 1080p and HD of my pictures. Just a widescreen lifestyle. Late night, corner store, Visine and lifestyles. Get a Dutch, this is too strong for white owls. A night owl, you can find me in the after hours. Eyes wide on them niggas plotting after hours. Like P.E. live my life through the scope. I'm he who laughs last was the ass of the joke. A power shift, I'm the change in the paradigm. Abnormal, I played near the power lines. You fool's gold, just that 24 karat rhyme. Clean cut with pristine clarity. Not for profit, I do it like charity. And this school is a student first faculty. I gotta live out my king before they Malcolm me.
This album's called First Brick.
Hex on me. Long barrel single shot or the tech on me. No vest on me, walk with the law, but head devils like a nigga talk with a sword. The ballot or the bullet, the corner or the pulpit. I recite like Negro hymns. My insight like Elohim. My lines uncut like kilograms. It's hard body meets God body. Borderline verbal assault and armed robbery. With no hands I make magic. A nigga stay over their heads. Close caption, close caskets, and blow ashes. The mind of a torturous soul. The pen's classic.